Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Interesting story out this morning, and I kind of believe it. There's a study of over 40,000 American adults finding that living near more trees, those silly little trees,
yep,
linked to lower biological stress markers. Isn't that great? Including just basic chronic stress, blood pressure, cholesterol, inflammation, and other physical indicators. Just being down in the dumps, I guess, is the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're around a lot of trees and greener areas, you get some sort of better connection to the earth. Greener areas encourage more movement, so you're going to be outside a little bit more.
Yeah.
And just, you know, sometimes just sitting under a tree thinking makes you just kind of reduce all that stress.
I think it just automatically makes you feel a lot more at ease, because even when I was searching for my apartment, I was in a lot of area that was like zero-scape and almost looked industrial-like, and it made me anxious. And when I found my apartment that I live in now, it was surrounded by trees, and that was part of the reason I loved it so much.
That's a great
point. It was so much more inviting, so much more homey. And so I agree with this
100%. When we were looking for a new house a few years ago, we were looking in those new build neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest things that turned us off. It's
yes.
like it was so sparse and so plain that we started looking in the older neighborhoods because we just like the trees.
Yes.
It's a homey feeling there.
Absolutely.
And like, didn't your heart break during this last snowstorm with all the broken tree limbs and everything? Like, I felt bad for the trees.
It was like they were crying.
They were. And we've got one special tree like in our neighborhood that in my yard, actually, in my neighborhood, that we really like. It's just right next to the driveway, and it's the most beautiful tree. And it had like four or five snapped limbs.
Aww.
And both of us, me and my wife, Knick Knack, when we saw it, we were like, no,
not that tree,
little buddy, no.
Yeah,
but you out of all of us are out in nature the most. I would imagine that you feel this. You got that connection.
I do. And when I walk by trees, I think of that. I think of how many other people have walked by you. And I will go up to a tree and just touch it. Be
will
like,
you?
Oh, I love you, and I know you love me back. I can feel it, and it's like that cyclical feeling.
Giving
like
me so much oxygen.
I give it energy, it gives it back to me,
really?
And it immediately makes me feel better.
Do you ever, like, they say hug a tree.
I
do you
know,
ever
yes,
hug a tree?
Absolutely.
You're a literal tree hugger.
Wow.
It makes
you
feel better. Immediate. It's part of that grounding experience. Like, they talk about being one with nature. I mean, that is it in
like,
a nutshell.
I'm trying to grow here.
Exactly. Why do these people keep hugging me, you know, that tree's out there just
I agree with like essentially 100% of this story. And like, we were out in Nebraska over the weekend, and driving back, you know, it's just desolate farmland.
Yeah.
And you notice it when you're zipping along and there's like a grouping of trees on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh my god, there's a tree.
Right. Look at that one over there.
Oh my god, I love trees so much. You guys ever have a tree house growing up?
Oh, yeah.
We did. My dad built one in the backyard.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think that also makes us have a huge appreciation, is because so many of us, our childhoods were spent up in trees, you know?
I can still, to this day, remember gathering a bunch of, like, extra. My dad, he can build things, okay? So in our garage, we always had extra wood and nails and just bits and pieces. And I still remember going into the garage with, like, a group of my buddies, and just kind of grabbing random stuff and going out to the backyard. We had this big cottonwood tree and just starting to like nail stuff into the tree. And my dad found out like a half an hour later. I can still remember him coming out going, whoa, 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 whoa.
What are you doing?
You know, if we're going to do this, let's do this right, you know? And he did. He built me an epic treehouse.
Oh.
It had a trap door and a little ladder and all sorts of fun stuff.
As a kid, it builds character, and it makes me wonder, do kids even climb trees anymore?
Maybe.
Do your kids climb trees?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I can't remember
the
last time they were up in a tree.
I don't think the baby Nana's ever climbed a tree.
Yeah.
I have to ask
it's
her.
It's hard to climb a tree when you got a phone in one hand, right?
Yeah,
it's a little hard that way.
It really is.
So, hey, listen, shout
good
out
point.
To all the trees listening today.
Yay,
woo woo.
Love you,
what
love
up,
you.
Trees? Holla.